the bucket. He used to eat 10. So what is the point? What is the point? No. Did Krishna benefit? Did you benefit? No. So austerity should be there, but only what we can comfortably do. So we see that he has gone to the forest to do tapasya. His father has insulted him. And as it says here, women and children must always be protected and looked after. Actually, in the Vedic culture, there are five groups which always must be protected. Who do we have to always protect? Cows? Brahmanas? Women? Children? All people. You have to protect them, those five. When those five are protected, everything becomes auspicious. Society becomes auspicious. And there is dharma, which means everyone can be peaceful. If those five are neglected, what takes place? Right? There are inauspicious reactions which fall upon society. And you see, Prabhupada says, spiritual life, and we see, he became controlled, and then everything became inauspicious. Dhruva had to go to the forest. Right? His wife was neglected. He ended up being unhappy. Right? Everyone became unhappy. Because he was not following his duty properly. That's why, if you become a grihastha, it's a great responsibility. When I got married the first time, 1997, I got married here, just in this temple. Then, the day I got married, Jaipataka Swami arrived. Same day. So I got married, and then we had feast, and then we all came downstairs, and Maharaj arrived. Right. And then we went to greet Maharaj. You know, it was a Guru Puja. So Jaipataka Swami came in. Yeah, he was sitting there, and then we all, Guru Puja, many devotees, and offering flowers and like that. And then I was there, and I got married only a few hours before. So then Maharaj spoke. So he looked at me, and he said, Grihastha life is a great responsibility. He says, it's a great responsibility. If you're going to enter Grihastha ashram, right, it's a great responsibility. You have to be spiritually, in one sense, it's harder than brahmachari life and those lines, because you have to be materially responsible and spiritually responsible, both. Right? So for a man, it's a great responsibility. Because you're, and my Guru Maharaj said to me, when I became grihastha, he said, your main service, right, is your wife. Right? Looking after your wife. He said, that is your main service. And then he said, when you have children, that is your main service. Looking after your children. That's grihastha life. Grihastha life means you have to maintain the family. You cannot neglect them, materially and spiritually. Right? It's a big responsibility. That's seva to Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is like the grihastha acharya. Right? How many kids? 10 kids, 12 kids, like that. A lot of kids. Right? How many kids you got? Who's got the most kids in this room? Yeah, Meenakshi's got three. You got three, right? You probably got the most. You guys got three? Right? Anyone else got more? No. Three. Three. So three's a lot. I mean, three's enough, right? Imagine having 10. Like, seriously, imagine having 10 kids. Like, it's a big thing. You have 10 kids. Actually, I know one devotee up in New Governor, Deva Gaurahari and Bobby. 10, I think. Yeah, it's 10. They got 10, and they're still going. Still going, they haven't stopped. And they just opened a restaurant. Just opened a restaurant. Very, that's powerful. I actually said to Deva when I saw him, I saw him a couple months ago, I said, I The guys in, I don't know if you watch these lectures, David, but the guy's empowered. I said to him, I said, you're empowered, man. He said, no. He came down for Rathiyatra, he's playing on the stage. He's playing, he's one of the lead singers on one of the bands that came from New Governor. That's very powerful. Right. 10 kids, just opened a restaurant to distribute prasadam to the fallen conditioned souls. He'll probably have more kids. That's powerful. Well, that, I said to her, I said, I couldn't do that. I don't have the potency. Seriously. You know, 10 kids plus, you know, I can do what I can do, but I couldn't do that. No. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, 10 kids. Why? Because the wife was empowered. What was her name? Bhagavati. Bhaktivinoda Thakur could only do that because she was so powerful. Because right? She could look after all those children. So it means that there is a great responsibility. Grihastha Ashram is a great responsibility because it is service. Because Bhaktivinoda Thakur says your children and your wife are Krishna's servants. And that's how you have to see them and that's how you have to treat them. It's a seva. It's a seva. You're serving. That's all you do. As a grihastha, you just serve and serve and serve and serve. And half the time, the kids don't appreciate it. Right? And the wife doesn't appreciate it. Right? But you have to serve. Selfless. It teaches you to be selfless, actually. And what is the result? The result is, at the end, you should cultivate detachment. That's why it's good to have 10 kids. Because at the end, you'll be detached. Even 3 kids, at the end you should be detached. Right? If you get to the old age and you're still attached, you've missed the whole point. That's the whole point of Grihastha Ashram. You become Grihastha so you can become Vanaprastha. And maybe sannyas. Seems like sannyas is going to be a rare thing now. Yeah. We all thought when we joined the movement, we'll all become sannyasis, but that's not actually going to happen. There'll be a few sannyasis amongst us, but amongst the hundreds and thousands of devotees, right, there's not going to be many sannyasis. Right? But we must become Vanaprasthas. Vanaprastha means like Burujambhu and Mother Jagatarini. I just fully dedicated to Krishna's service. So here we're seeing that Uttanapad, he is neglected. And what is the result? When you neglect your duty in the material world, even as a devotee, you suffer. Right? So he's suffering because he neglected his duty. Sometimes we think, oh, we just have to do spiritual life. Even in Prabhupada's time, hey, you guys come down a little bit. Right? Even in Prabhupada's time, hey, just get the flower and do something with the flower. Stop passing it around for the rest of Kali Yuga. Even in Prabhupada's time, sometimes the grihasthas were bringing the children, young children, to Mangalati. But sometimes that will make the children too tired. They have to sleep. Their bodies are growing. Actually, I heard last night as well, I saw some information. Our brains develop, right? Do you know scientifically when your brain stops developing? At what age? Yeah, because as we're growing, our brains are cultivating, developing. That's why you need a lot of rest when you're young, like that. What age does your brain stop developing? 28. Until you're 28, your brain is still developing and growing and, you know, like that. So that means you have to have proper rest and everything. So when Prabhupada saw they were bringing their kids, he said, actually, the child is the deity. Not that you should come and see the deity in the morning necessarily, if the children are neglected. They have to have proper sleep. You can bring them only if they have rested properly. But if they've not rested properly, then Prabhupada said, you're neglecting your duty as a parent. Prabhupada said, the children are your deities. Krishna, while you get your children, that is your first service. The deities are your second service. So that is the responsibility. So here we see Uttanapad, he's neglected his duty. But then sometimes when something difficult or contrary takes place in the devotee's life, A devotee takes it as something positive. So Dhruva Maharaj, he had to go to the forest, right, and do all this tapasya at the age of 5. But he didn't take it as something inauspicious or difficult. He took it as something positive. So in a devotee's life, when something difficult takes place, we don't take that as a negative thing. It's a positive thing. Maybe Krishna wants your life to be a mess. Maybe he wants you to go through difficulties. Is your life ever difficult? As a devotee? Hands up, anyone? One person? And now everyone's thinking about, oh, actually it is, it's difficult. Right? Sometimes our life is difficult. That is Krishna. That is Krishna. Krishna is arranging like that. He wants you to go through that. If we're going through something difficult, Krishna wants you to go through that. Why? He's teaching you to remember him in happiness and distress. Easy to remember Krishna when everything's happy. But when it's distressed, you still remember Krishna. So Dhruva Maharaj, he went through great difficulty, great struggle, but he stayed fixed on Krishna. And then at the end, who does he see? He actually sees Krishna, he sees God, sees Narayan. Right? And then what does he see? I was looking for material things, and now I've seen you, it's all insignificant. It becomes like broken pieces of glass. Like that famous verse. That's not in the Bhagavatam, that verse. That verse is in the Hari Bhakti Shuddhadaya. Yeah. It's in that verse. It's not actually in the Bhagavatam, that verse. But it's very fair. Prabhupada would always quote that verse. That he says that now that I've seen you, everything else is insignificant. And if you are sincere, if you just stick, this is one lifetime. Hands up if you're going to stay in Krishna consciousness your whole life. Everyone had to think about it a bit. No, our whole life you will stay. Even the last week or so, I've seen. Okay, you've got the last. So, yeah, don't worry. No. So, even in the last week, I've seen some devotees in our community drift away. They stop practicing Krishna consciousness, I've seen. Even the last week, I've seen some devotees. Do like that. Maya is very powerful. Don't think it can't happen to you. You have to be like Dhruva Maharaj. Prabhupada's guru, Bhakti Sananda Sarasvati Thakur, said, everyone else can leave, but you stay. We should feel like that. Okay, you go, that's your choice, but I am staying. I am serving Krishna. Even if I'm the only devotee left in this temple, I will do all the service. Which is impossible. Imagine if you had to do the whole thing yourself. You would die. Right? In 24 hours. You had to cook for Crossways, give the class, set up the thing, bring the water, do the aarti, dress the deities, clean the temple room, go and serve prasadam to yourself. clean the room up there, invite all the guests to come in, receive the deliveries. No one can do it. Prabhupada said, everyone else can leave, but you stay. That should be our conviction. Right? And if we just have that conviction, we'll go back to Krishna. You chant 16 rounds, right, and you follow the four regular principles, and you just have that conviction. Under no circumstances, I will leave Krishna's service. You will go back to Krishna. So do you remember that kind of focus, and then he saw Krishna consciousness. Any questions or comments? What we discussed. Any other questions or comments?
Yeah. How do you return for suffering? How
did he suffer again? Uttanapada. He was suffering because his son was in the forest. He didn't know where his son was. And his wife was feeling great distress. So he realized. Because he was attached to sense gratification. If you become controlled by the wife, or you become controlled by the husband, then you can't advance properly in Krishna consciousness. You have to always see the wife as Krishna's devotee, and the wife has to see the husband as Krishna's representative. Gorkhashodas Babaji Maharaj says it's very rare to get a Vaishnava wife, a Vaishnavi. He said that's very rare. He said you should offer your obeisances to your wife in the morning. Which none of us do. And our wives don't offer obeisances to us either. But that should be the mentality. My mentality is very rare to get a devotee as a wife or as a husband. You should treat them with respect.
So you were saying at the same time that the grihastha, he should his main service is to serve his wife. But then also you say that, like you said, Guru Maharaj, surely your main service is to serve your wife. But then also you say that the person who's controlled by his wife is won't make any spiritual progress then.
No, to serve. Serve means to serve as a devotee, not to serve for sense gratification, to serve as a devotee. Most men serve women. You know, they give them gifts. Oh, you know, here's a diamond necklace. Here's a new sari. Here's a bangle. Right? Because they just want sex life. So. Women are served by men, right? Because women can be controlled by men by giving them gifts and things like that. And then the men are controlled by women because they get sex life in return. So it doesn't mean that kind of service. Serving your wife means maintaining her, looking after her, giving her children if she needs children. Maintaining. And assisting each other to serve Krishna. That's the point. Not stopping each other to serve Krishna, but assisting each other to serve Krishna. Does it make sense? So it means like that. So there's no contradiction. But it becomes, to become a grihastha, to be a grihastha and to successfully advance in Krishna consciousness, that takes purification and it takes expertise and it takes, you have to be very dedicated. There's one saying I saw, you know, every day I have a calendar at home and every day you turn it over and the Prabhupada has a quote or a comment. And there's one comment every year, because I've got the same calendar, so once a year it turns over. So I turn it over, and there's one, Prabhupada says, if you're living with a wife at home, and you're fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness, he said, you are more than a sannyasi. Because if you're fully dedicated, even in the presence of the opposite sex, right, he said, you're more sense-controlled than a sannyasi. Or technically, you are a sannyasi. Prabhupada also says that. He said, that is sannyas. So it just means you have to have the right attitude. But quite often we see when grihasthas first get married, right? They get bewildered. Because the material energy is there. They become bewildered. The wife's like, oh. And the husband's like, oh. But then after a year or two, you see it all dies off, you know. Because then you realize everything about each other, right? She smells. He's got bad breath. He burps a lot. And the list goes on. So, then everything dissipates, and then you realize that, you know, you're actually in the material world. You know, the bliss dies off. And when that happens, then you become more. You see, it's natural. When the grihastha first come out, they get bewildered for a year or two. When you're an older grihastha, you look at it and say, okay, we understand what's going on. Give them a year or two just to settle, and then they'll get fixed up again. They get bewildered. Does that answer your question? Any other question? Yes, sir.
How come Sugiti was banished from the kingdom?
She wasn't completely banished, but she felt neglected by her husband, because her husband was not looking after her properly. So he wasn't showing his duty. The husband has to be affectionate and look after the wife. And he wasn't doing that. Any other question? Yeah, free house of life is hard work because you have to maintain the balance and hard work. So try doing it when you've got 10 kids. Any other question? Come on. Mashi. Detachment for a devotee means you see the husband and the children and the wife as Krishna's servants. That's real detachment. That's yukta vairagya. Nirbandha Krishna sambandhi. Krishna sambandha. At the moment, we see the wife, the husband, and the children through the bodily consciousness. But when you become advanced, you'll see them in spiritual consciousness. These are just Krishna's devotees. And you'll see them, I mean, on a more elevated platform. Right. And then the detachment. You're detached from sense gratification and you're detached from the material relationship. But as Krishna's servants, then you help each other serve Krishna. Just means you have to become purified, that's all. Is that okay?
Like in the moment in ISKCON, you can see a lot of grihasthas and some brahmacharis, but I've never seen like a lot of vanaprastha. Why is it then?
Because everyone's only just getting to vanaprastha age now. They're just getting to that age now. So, like any Guru Prabhu and Chinchurumanji, they're like vanaprastha.
Yeah.
You know, bhakta and bhakti, you know, like the older devotees, they're like vanaprastha, like that. You know, just serving Krishna. The grihastha life is more or less finished. When you get to that age, you'll see Sankarshan Prabhu and his wife, Burujan Prabhu and Father Jagatran. Which one? Burudas? Oh, Prabhu, yeah. Yeah, Prabhu and his and Rati. They're getting older now. So. Just means age. When you get older and the kids are doing their thing, then you can. That's more or less one of the process. I already said that. Any other question? That's what vanaprastha means. Vanaprastha means the husband and wife are together. Sannyasa means separate. Any other questions? Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki?
Jai
Ho. Jai Ho.